My name is Michael Higham, and I am Grand Secretary of the United Grand Lodge of England. If we want to understand Freemasonry and be able to explain it to our families and friends and colleagues, it's important that we should know something of its origins and be able to rely on what is written about it. Over the last 250 years, many books have been written about Freemasonry, both by Masons and by commentators who are not members of the craft. Some of the books are highly speculative, some are inaccurate, and some are deliberately misleading. A few, by long-dead brethren of some Masonic eminence, contain embarrassingly fanciful ideas of what Freemasonry is about. It is therefore not surprising if both Freemasons and the general public do not know what to accept as true, and a pleasure to introduce the spoken version of a book written by a sensible Freemason who is master of his subject. He uses simple terms to explain the history of the English craft and how it works, its relations with the Royal Arch and other degrees, its charitable activities, and its defences against the attacks of the insidious, ill-informed critics and incredulous opponents of Freemasonry. What we might in short form call Masonic education, and what the Grand Master describes as stimulating and satisfying natural curiosity about Freemasonry, is becoming more and more to be seen as important to our work, both in Lodge and outside. This will be a useful part of the Masonic educational process, and I recommend it, both to brethren and to those who are not Masons.